They're waving signs that say, "Go to the table, Governor Walker." Another one says, "Former cheesehead in solidarity," while another one says, "Middle class closed for business." Now, just down the way here, alongside one of the busier thoroughfares, there's about 60 counter-protesters who are showing their support and willing to stand by Governor Walker and his budget repair reform, saying that they hope to stand up to union thuggery. The event, I'm told, is sponsored by Americans for Prosperity, and they're waving signs that say unions bankrupt everything they touch to. The Wisconsin 14 are cowards. There's been a little bit of activity between the two groups. Some hecklers have come on the fringes of each other's group to basically have a few animated conversations, so to speak. But for the most part, the protests have remained peaceful. One of the concerns that the labor groups hope to illustrate here is their own concern about Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper's proposal that would cut $375 million from schools that critics say could cost up to 5,500 jobs across Colorado. In Denver, Colorado, I'm Brian Bull for Wisconsin Public Radio News.